Olympus by Charles Guinevere. He was born in California in 1931, but spent time in Europe, including Paris. After returning home, he went to California School of Fine Arts, where he found the work there much more experimental and free. He likes open, structural forms. He wanted to make sculpture with expansive gesture, energy, and ambition that he saw in painting. He did works which were like flattened, folded, open boxes, developing and growing into one another. He wanted the visitor to be curious about what will happen as you walk around it. He wanted the visitor to complete the work. He works out his ideas in cardboard first. This is one of six in Mrs. Bradley's collection fabricated from Corten steel. Corten steel is a U.S. steel product trade name. The generic name is high-strength, low-alloy steel. The characteristics are limited surface corrosion followed by dramatically slow deterioration. Corrosion tends to act as a protective layer. It also allows the process of cell patination. Artists and fabricators thought this characteristic made the steel very durable and long-lasting. Problem was, with time, the enclosed spaces trapped moisture. This sculpture is called Olympus. Mount Olympus, found in Greece, is traditionally called the home of the gods. With that in mind, what words would you use to describe it? Notice the shape of the Corten steel pieces. Unfold and flatten them, and what geometric form do you have? It is the parallelogram. How many parallelograms did he use to make Olympus? Explore these folded geometric forms by walking through and around the sculpture. Does your perspective change in unexpected ways? The negative space keeps expanding and contracting. Do you feel protective while inside the folds? His work was often created to be interacted with by dancers and performers. This allowed for opportunities for interdisciplinary work. Sound qualities change when you are within and surrounded by the sculpture. Olympus was installed on bare earth with poor drainage. The sculptor wanted it on the ground to be face-to-face with the viewer. It sunk into the soil as deep as 16 inches. After the sinking piece was removed with a crane and repaired, it was placed on footings that penetrated into the ground 4 feet below the frost line. Conservation of the sculptures in the garden, which include removing bird poop, is a continuing concern when managing a sculpture garden.